With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Oversized picture books seldom make bestseller status, especially when they cost $39.95. But a book called A Day in the Life of America is an exception. The book records in pictures an ordinary day in the U.S., May 2nd, 1986, a project that involved 200 photographers. It was the idea of photographer Rick Smolin, who was working in Australia for Time and National Geographic back in 1978.
Thought, wouldn't it be interesting to figure out a way of getting the world's best photographers to all work together on a project.
A project that would record 24 hours in the life of Australia. It wasn't an entirely original idea. Life magazine and CBS News each had produced similar projects in the U.S. The problem Rick Smolin had was that everyone he talked to rejected the idea.
35 publishers said this would never work. They said it was too expensive. A project to bring 100 photographers to a country like Australia would cost you $1 million, and no publisher in his right mind would spend that much before you even started printing the books.
The publishers had other complaints as well.
They thought that the idea was kind of gimmicky. You couldn't really say anything interesting or significant about a country in just one day. And most importantly for them, they said that the public would never buy the book.
Then one day, Rick Smolin was photographing the Prime Minister of Australia and mentioned the problems he was having trying to publish a book about the country.
He said, why don't you go to the airlines? And, you know, they always has a couple of seats empty on each of their flights. Maybe they would trade you the seats for some of your books when they came out. So that's how we finally did it. We went to rental car companies, hotels, airlines, film, you know, Kodak, and we said, would you donate whatever your company manufactures to the project?
A Day in the Life of Australia sold 200,000 copies. Books on Hawaii, Canada, and Japan followed. And now, A Vivid Portrait of the United States, A Day in the Life of America, published by Collins. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The creation of the best-selling picture book, A Day in the Life of America, was more than a publishing venture. It was also an event. Some 500 people were involved in the project, including 200 photographers. Corporate sponsors such as Apple Computers, Merrill Lynch, and American Airlines helped to finance the effort, which was based in Denver. Rick Smolin was the project's co-director.
One of the things we did is we gave out Kodak cameras to small school children all over Denver. And each of our famous photographers taught one small, you know, a kid from 5 to 11 years old how to use the camera.
There were no fewer than 9 Pulitzer Prize-winning photographers among the 200 who worked on A Day in the Life of America. And 13 assignment editors were scattered throughout the United States to coordinate the activities of the lensmen leading up to that single day in 1986.
These assignment editors would find a family for the photographer to stay with, would line up an assignment. Several things to do on that one day. We shot on May 2nd, a Friday.
Smolin says there had to be a lot of pre-planning in order to avoid street photography.
There are some things you've got to line up months in advance. I mean, getting into the military bases for photographers to photograph, you know, fighter planes, fighter jets. It's something you couldn't just walk up one day, knock on the door, and say, hi, I'm a photographer, can I come on the base?
Or photographing the behind-the-scenes activities at the White House when the president was away.
The book is a real look at America. It's not just, you know, pretty pictures and scenery and lakes and happy, smiling children. There's some of that in there, but there's also a picture of a mugging, and there's a Ku Klux Klan meeting down in the South.
A Day in the Life of America is a dramatic image of the United States on an average day in May. More than 275 color and black and white photographs. It sells for $39.95 and was published by Collins. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. On May 2nd, 1986, Rick Smolin was one of 200 photographers assigned to capture a single day in the life of America. Along with David Cohen, Smolin was co-director of the Day in the Life project. Smolin had the idea for the first Day in the Life book about Australia in 1981. Because he's fascinated by computers, the Apple Macintosh in particular, Rick Smolin spent May 2nd, camera in hand, with John Sculley, the current boss at Apple, and with one of the men who founded the innovative computer firm.
Steve Jobs, the fellow, one of the two fellows that started Apple Computers. I guess I identify with him because I think that our beginnings of starting the Day in the Life projects were about as rough as theirs starting in a garage.
Strangely, no pictures of the Apple computer team made the book that followed, but then there were 250,000 photographs to choose from, a number eventually whittled down to 3,000.
The editors would go through those pictures and pick out the 50 best photographs, and then every night they would project the work of the photographer who they had edited, and then we'd all vote. And a picture had to get 9 votes to stay in the running.
The selection was further narrowed to 1,000 pictures, from which Smolin's sister Leslie made the final choice of the 250 that appear in the book. Just 130 of the 200 photographers who worked on the project are represented. Rick Smolin says 4 Pulitzer Prize winners also lost out.
It is a kind of a prestigious thing to be selected as one of the photographers. To go through all that and then not have your pictures end up in the book is kind of painful.
A Day in the Life of America, the 5th book in the series, was published by Collins at $29.95, and despite the price, made the best seller list.
I keep saying each book is the last one, and then someone comes along with an interesting offer.
Rick Smolin, who says that if all goes well, his next book will be A Day in the Life of the Soviet Union. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.